السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم جعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Honorable ulama kiram, many respected brothers, let's all be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to perform Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah. This is the one of the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sunnah before Fajr Salah, the two rak'at of Fajr Salah, sunnah of Fajr Salah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. It is greater than whatever the dunya has it and entire thing. It is greater than the entire dunya and whatever it contains. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq right till our last breath to perform Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and our entire progeny min alladhina yuqimuna as-salat, those who will establish salah insha'Allah. My respected brothers, we were trying to understand what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message through the Quran. What is he trying to do? How can we connect that, internalize? Because it's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was Quran. And how did that Quran become the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And yesterday we took the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha. The first lesson is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us right through in our life. In every moment, in every situation, we need to be praising who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is the first lesson. There's no one is praiseworthy. When it comes to the regarding this hamd, I was just going through, when we go to ruku and when we come to i'tidal, we go to ruku and we come to i'tidal, what do we say? Rabbana lakal hamd. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying, and a sahabi, he went on little, Rabbana lakal hamd. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. So beautifully he prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't stop Rabbana lakal hamd. He says, and what we are saying actually when we went to ruku, what we are saying? In our entire salah, most of our verbal utterance are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah. You're going down. Subhan rabbiyal a'la. Subhan Rabbiyal A'za wa bihamdi. Subhan Rabbiyal Azim wa bihamdi. So we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to affirm that Allah is Rabbul Alameen and all praise belongs to Him. But this sahabi went and said, Rabbana lakal hamd. May the hamd, the praise be to you. And then, Hamdan kathira, not just hamd, abundance. Hamdan kathira, the praise which in abundance. Hamdan kathira. Not only that, tayyiban, Allahu Akbar. Tayyiban, the most purest, and which you know, tayyib is pure, it smells good, it's you know, tayyiban. And mubarakan, Allah make it most blessed. Tayyiban mubarakan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, who is this person? And then everyone's looking at sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw angels were fighting to take this hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels were competing each other to take this hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, amongst our a'mal, the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most when we praise Him. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this right through you find in the Quran. Right through you find this message in the Quran everywhere, and this is the main purpose. Ulama Karam says, if you take Surah Al-Fatiha is a nutshell of the entire Quran. You can connect every single surah, every single ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha. That's why it said Fatihatul Kitab. That way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to keep repeating this in the salah. Keep repeating. There's so many surahs, right? Surah Al-Rahman is there, Surah Waqi'ah is there. So 17 rakats Allah could have given 17 different surahs. One is Allah has made things easy for us. One is simple. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us jami' that put everything, one word contains so much. And another reason, you know, we scholars, that right through the tradition, we have maintained one opinion. Recently, some scholars come up and they say different opinion, but that is a very minority opinion. It's not accepted by our scholars that in Salah, you cannot use any other language other than Arabic. That's prescribed words. You try to translate that, the translation is not the exact thing. You know, we are trying to, you see, you say Rahman, you take translation. If you have 15 English translation, there's 15 different words, 15 different explanation for Rahman and Rahim. So, say Quran, actually, it's almost very difficult to translate exact as Quran. What we are trying to do is we are trying to understand the meaning. That's it, in our own language. So that's why Quran and Arabiya. Quran remains Arabic. Anything not Arabic, it's not Quran. Quran and Arabiya. Quran remains as Arabic language and nobody can change that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the uniqueness. If you take any other scriptures, Allahu Akbar, so many different versions. So many different versions and different language interpretation. Orders have gone here and there. It's confusing. But Allahu Akbar, you take Mus'haf right around the world, any part of the world, Mus'haf maintained. Maybe the khat, the writings might be changed, the harakat, the way it puts. But when it comes to every single word, it is in the same position and same place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved it. So, hamd, it's something that is right, goes through right. And the second message in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously reminding us, He is Rahman and Rahim. My dear respected brothers, Rahman, that's why we are surviving. All of us are surviving because of Rahman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He continually says, Ar-Rahman, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power, the mightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He does not. He mentions in the Quran. Jabbar, Mutakabbir, all this is mentioned. Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to saying, Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He is Rahman. This is another message which goes right through in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about punishment, and then eventually the ayat goes on and turning, and Allah will speak about the mercy. You know, effort and just make one person go away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with one word, Allah forgive him, and Allah, you know, embraces him. Just one word. For entire life, sometimes for years, he's been away. But sincerely, one word, if this young man or person call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. This rahmah is something which goes right through. Through rahmah, this entire world exists. My dear spirit, the rahmah that Allah has placed in our heart, that is the reason we are tolerating one another. If not, sometimes it's very difficult. Our family life, neighbors, the whole world. It is the rahmah that Allah has placed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. Just portion of it. Not even 1%, just portion, half or, you know, quarter of one. For that one portion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shared with the entire universe. Every one of us, we are loving one another. You know, the rahmah that we show, the mercy that we have towards one another, it is all from rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu allama al-Quran. Ar-Rahmanu allama al-Quran. So again, when it comes to the Quran and Rahmah, Rahman, there is a connection. My dear sister brothers, without Allah, is because He is Rahman, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this Quran. And then scholars go on detail. That is one of the very important sifa that we need if we have to transmit Quran to another person. You need to love that person. Love that person. Last night, mashallah, our imams were reading Surah Yusuf. Beautiful surah. It begins with the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam and ends with the dream of the king. It has a very beautiful order. And how different stages, different challenges Yusuf alayhi salam went through. Sometimes we as human beings, we don't know the entire picture. So we have a, you know, عجل. We hasten a bit. We come to conclusion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the entire picture, where is going to end. You need to be patient and have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will never let me down. As long as we go back to Him, we are in safe hand. We are in safe hand. And then there Yusuf alayhi salam, in every test when he is successful, right? One of the greatest tests for a youngsters, Allahu Akbar, we had an overnight sleep. A lot of youngsters, I never expected such a big crowd. We had a lot of amal, we discussed, mashallah, we had some Quran halqas. You know, we need to see that these are things that we connect with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are special mercy, right? When you get this opportunity, we need to make use of this. The one of the greatest tests a young man is going to go through, the test of Nisa. That's human being, naturally. And Yusuf alayhi salam, every blessing has his own test. And all that test he had beauty, he had later on, he had, you know, power, wealth, everything he gained. But Allah tests, Allah gives you and tests how you're going to behave, how you're going to be. Beauty, he, you know, everyone was, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, you know, the queen, what she does, she arrange a meal and all the women in the city is there. وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ The beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, that they didn't realize they are cutting their hands. Allahu Akbar. They were mesmerized. They were mesmerized. Because what happened? When this rumor went out, when this message went out, that the queen is trying to, you know, misbehave with this young man in the palace, then all the women start speaking. This is, you know, women gossiping. That goes very faster than the TikTok and what Twitter and what is that in within city. It goes very quick. Yeah, very quick. Soon as before you step out, message goes out. That's the nature. When he went out, she said, okay, I need to teach them. I need to show them, you know, this is normal. You know, I'm trying, but this young man is not a human. It's someone else. Then they said, نَحَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ He's not a human. He's an angel. He's not human. So much Allah gave him, but he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he safeguarded himself, and what he said, this is the very important thing. If we have to be protected from disobedience and sin, without the mercy of Allah, we can't do. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي Again, it is connected with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did not free my nafs. I am also human. My nafs is saying, you know, it's أَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ أَمَّارَة نَفْسَ أَمَّارَة means it keeps, you know, pressing you to do that. It tells you, oh, it's nice, it's beautiful. Do it, try it. That's what أَمَّارَة is. Try it once, try it, don't worry. You get caught. So, أَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ But إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي Except my Rabb's mercy, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the reason when you enter masjid. Remember, my dear youngsters, we don't need to do, it's not, Allah has made things very simple. Sometimes we try to complicate things. If you want to live a decent, respectful, successful life, just stick to your 5 times salah with jama'ah. That's it. This is a basic what formula. Whenever you come in, Allah is opening the doors of rahmah. Right? You're praying 5 times. You take that rahmah and go, the rahmah will protect you. The rahmah will protect you. That's why I said, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Through salah, you get special rahmah. Mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need anyone else to protect you. Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you. Illa ma rahim rabbi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, our character, akhlaq of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yesterday, innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself praising Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhlaq. But then in another verse, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ It is through the mercy of Allah, because of the rahmah of Allah, you have softness towards others. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes when we have this hardness, you know, when we look at people, we just see the negativeness. We are not positive. We always want to try, you know, make things difficult. That means you must think, oh, there's something wrong. I need to get this rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And month of Ramadan, in generally you say the first 10 is rahmah, second in maghfirah, third is itqum in an-nar. This hadith, scholars have different of opinion with regard to this hadith, whether this hadith is authenticity's level is lower than the general hadith. But it is commonly mentioned. But what it means, scholar, if you look at all the other hadith, the entire month of Ramadan is rahmah. The entire month of Ramadan is maghfirah. The entire month of Ramadan is itqum in an-nar. So this rahmah is there right through. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When we come, we protect. You see the rahmah of Allah, we don't feel, we don't get that desire. Immediately we have that conscience through the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my respected brothers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have rahmah upon others as well. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Beautiful hadith. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Those who show rahmah to others, mercy to others, for them, yarhamuhumur rahman. On them, Rahman will show mercy. If you want, be mercy, forgive others. You know, human being make mistake. Just, you know, you need to forgive others, have rahmah. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fil sama. When you interact with people, whoever you meet, you interact with them with rahmah. We all know the story of a prostitute or a lady who used to misbehave herself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the act of kindness, rahmah, not for a human being, for a dog. This is a very popular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you have that rahmah, Allah will forgive you. That rahmah is very important. And my respect for that, we stand for that. We stand in the night for that, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rahmah. And we have to show that. And when it comes to our fasting, it's also connected with rahmah. We give charity, sadaqah, zakatul fitr and all that. My dear respect, our kindness, our giving, it is part of rahmah. We have mercy. And we say, okay, this Allah has given me, I need to give someone who is less in privilege. Very important. My dear brothers, I just, last Friday, yesterday on Jum'ah, I supposed to say that. When I was here in January, we did a collection to IDRF back home in Sri Lanka for one of the hospitals for medication. It's called Lady Ridgeway Hospital. You can go and see in the Google. It's one of the oldest hospitals established at that time by the British. It's, alhamdulillah, the highest number of collection was collected in this masjid. The entire donation for Canada was 100,000. One-fourth of it was connected here, $25,000. Well, mashallah, when I was there, IDRF came down, mashallah, and cash was not given because we had that policy because of the government having issue. Whatever medicine they needed, they gave it to IDRF, and IDRF purchased those medicine, and we handed over that, alhamdulillah, on behalf of all of you. This is the kindness we show. People who we know, people who we don't know, and if we hear that any part of the world is there. And I heard for Turkey's, earthquake, highest number, 100,000 was collected here. And if you look at our people here come and go, they're not multimillionaires. Simple people. We do day-to-day work. But alhamdulillah, we have this rahmah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have this rahmah. And this is the second message Allah is giving us in the Quran, rahmah. So don't lose hope. Whenever you feel, this is another technique of shaitan, shaitan will always say, no, Allah will not forgive you. You have done so much, it's keep you away. But you must always say, no, anytime, even I commit what a big crime, I can go back to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can go back to him. Always have that. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the ulama are saying, The greatest sin is losing hope in Allah. So don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. There are people who will be in the qabr. They will have life of hell in the qabr. But there is in the day of Qiyamah, once resurrected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fa'alun lima yurid. Because of istighfar of children or some other reason, Allah will decide to forgive that person. So my dear people, no, we cannot come to conclusion. Yes, it's there. If you do this, that punishment in qabr, all this is there. Allah has mentioned it in the Quran. We will go through that, inshallah. We'll try. Punishment is there. Jahannam is real. It's not a joke. It's real. right? But rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. My mercy, it's wasa, bigger, and it encompasses everything. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of mercy, abwab rahmat for us, and inshallah, remaining 11 nights, almost 10 nights are done. Days are going very fast. Let us all try, inshallah, connect ourselves with the Quran. So two topics we have done. I want you, inshallah, in the end, I'll be asking you guys, please make some note. It's good for us, you know. First is that, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Second, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Rahman. The second topic is Rahman. I went here and there. I tried to connect things so that it's we feel it connecting. It has to be very practical. You know, you can have an academic tafsir lesson. It is good for a student. You go word by word, letter by letter, and say connect. So it's sometimes too much. But we as simple people, it's easy when we can practically connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. Wa akhir da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.